Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Prioritizing the Mission, Part 2 of 2. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. Prioritizing the Mission, Part 2 of 2. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the strategic planning best practice of prioritizing the mission, thereby clearly establishing the primary focus for decisions made at all levels of the organization. In part two, we focus on the rules of thumb to use when establishing mission priorities in order to ensure clear understanding of the relative importance between mission goals. Because this podcast builds on the concepts discussed during the previous show, Prioritizing the Mission, Part 1 of 2, we believe you'll receive greater benefit and insight if you listen to that podcast prior to this one. And so now, without further delay, let's get started.
Hello, Nathan.
Howard, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I am doing great. Man, it's Thursday, and I mean, we're about to close out the year, and I mean, we are back in stride again.
Oh, things have been going so well. I'm really happy about all the downloads we've been getting. I mean, it's just phenomenal. If we were to look at the last 7 days off the Strategy Driven website just alone, we're averaging 110, 120 downloads a day.
Wow.
Just phenomenal. We've seen such a huge response to the podcasts and just a spike in our listenership, in the folks going to the site to read the site, and the number of new registered members is going way up too.
Well, it's exciting, Nathan. I mean, I really believe that people are interested in what it means to have a strategy-driven organization. I mean, I really do. I think people are really concerned about that. They're tired of the same results because, you know, what's the old saying? What is insanity?
Yeah. Doing the same things over and over again and expecting
new results. And people are saying enough is enough. And I'm interested in a strategy-driven organization. And then what we talked about the last time, how to make the mission measurable. I mean, that was exciting. And here we are about to come back we're coming in with the second part of that. I mean, I'm really excited about this. This will be great tonight.
Well, and I think tonight's discussion is going to really help folks get down to understanding how to prioritize in a way that's meaningful to folks, because you know we can come up with just some rote lists of things, and that doesn't give us a lot of clarity.
Right.
And we're all about clarity, because we're all about being able to take what we're planning and then putting it into action, and you can't do that if it's not clear.
Hey, that's great. You're right. Well, hey, I'm ready to get this started.
All right. I was about
to say get this party started. Well, we'll wait till December 31st to get this party started like that anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, you ready to get started?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Well, should we start out by just kind of recapping on what we talked about in the last podcast, since this is a part two of two?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, hey, if we remember the last time, we started out by saying that mission prioritization is a process by which an organization makes clear, and really it's especially to the employees, what its primary, secondary, and tertiary mission goals are in order to establish a framework around which the organization can focus. Now, we said that these the mission measures and the prioritization of those measures applies at all levels of the organization, because our ultimate goal here is to shape decision-making. And decision-making in today's organization, especially as they take on more and more knowledge workers, decision-making gets pushed lower and lower into the organization, where on a day-to-day basis, we prioritize the work we're going to do and the amount of time we're going to expend delving into our differing activities. And so creating that clarity that we talked about before, all the way down through the organization, is really of the utmost importance.
Right.
Lastly, of course, in our traditional style, we gave some basic steps. We listed five about how we should go about prioritizing the mission. And they were, number one, we need to obtain a senior management sponsor.
Right.
Number two, we needed to form a cross-disciplinary team. Three, we're going to prioritize the mission measures. And by the way, that's getting into detail there, what we're going to focus on here today. Four, we need to gain senior management approval of our prioritization.
Oh, and you got to let me do five, Nathan.
Okay, you do five.
You got to let me do five.
Okay.
Communicate, communicate, communicate.
Excellent. That's number five. our favorite. Our favorite. Can't be strategy driven unless we communicate well. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot more to talk about communication mechanisms here in the future, but we'll leave it there at that tonight.
Well, look, you know, this seems pretty straightforward, Nathan. But the purpose of part two of prioritizing the mission is really to explore in more detail step three. And you just said that earlier, actually. Prioritize the mission measures.
Yes.
Now, Nathan, why do we need anything more than just an ordered list of mission measures to establish relative importance?
Hey, well, that's a great question, Howard. So let me take a stab at this first.
Great.
In decision making, we're often going to find ourselves in a position where we've got to choose between two or more options that have a unique set of benefits and shortfalls. And, you know, really, there's seldom ever that one perfect solution that just pops out of the woodwork. So we're going to have to deal with multiple options. Now, many times, there's going to be several of those options that are going to be really similar in both its benefits and its shortfalls.
Sure.
And having just this relative list of, you know, one, two, three in order of importance is really not going to give us the clarity we need to be able to choose between those two very similar options. In other words, you know, we need to really have some clarity about what our priorities are so that we can do a good job of assessing those benefits and shortfalls and picking from that very close group of decision options the one that is going to be most optimal for us. So it's really to support these times of decision making and prioritization that we have a very clear set of relative importance assigned to our mission goals so that we can make those decisions.
Now, it feels like this factors into our assertion that there should be at most, I'd say, three mission measures.
Well, you know, it does, Howard. It does. It's been said by just a number of folks a number of times that one cannot serve multiple masters. and you know, really the reason for this, if everything is of high priority, well, then nothing has priority.
That's good.
You know, I've seen companies that have top 25 lists. And that's just way, way, way too many. It's just simply too difficult for someone to discern a relative priority between such a large number of competing items.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll tell you from personal experience, I find that three key items are optimal for people to process internally, to remember, and then to focus on, just both for me personally and the observations I've had of organizations that are doing this kind of mission prioritization. But kind of getting down into maybe some academic studies as well, studies show that people generally process things in groups of three.
Mm-hmm.
From a mathematical perspective, if we're going to use things like decision trees in order to help us, you know, go through and identify those and weight those benefits and shortfalls, mathematically speaking, having three prioritization levels is still fairly easy to handle. If we have more than three, it starts getting more difficult on an exponential nature to handle those three. Mm-hmm. Now, in a real-life example, if we remember back a couple podcasts ago when we were discussing making the mission measurable itself, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about the Merck example for their mission
right.
statement.
Right.
And you know, theirs is so characteristic of so many folks in that the mission statement itself has three parts.
Mm-hmm.
It has a statement of what the company does and its stakeholder benefit. It has a statement of benefits to the employee. And then the third piece is a contribution to society.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we see that there's this grouping of three. And again, it's because three is easily understood. It's easily remembered. It's easily acted upon by the employees. So we really like to see the number of mission measures and then subsequently the number of measures that are being prioritized to be limited to three.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we really have three measures to prioritize.
Yeah.
I guess, am I right about that?
You're right, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. How do we get the separation we've talked about?
Okay, and that's the crux of our discussion today and
mm-hmm. okay.
this podcast. What I recommend doing is I recommend using one or the other of two rules of thumb that we're going to discuss next when you approach prioritizing the mission.
Okay.
Okay. One is going to be quantitative, and the other one is qualitative. So here we have our multidiscipline team, and they are now to step three, which is prioritize the mission. So here, first, let me talk about the quantitative rule of thumb. And this is just a variant or a version that I use.
Okay.
Okay, so there's four steps in doing this. First, we're going to have a scale of 1 to 10. Okay. We're going to assign points to each measure, and the sum of the points that we assign can total together at most to 10. In fact, they really ought to sum to 10. That should be our goal. Our highest priority item, we will, by definition, assign at least 5 points to it. So it gets at least half of all the points.
Okay.
And it must be at least 2 points higher than our next highest priority item.
Mm.
The middle and the lowest priority items have to be separated by at least 1 point.
So if
we think about this example, I might have my highest priority item is assigned 5 points, and the middle priority item gets 3 points, and then the lowest priority item gets 2 because they sum to 10.
Okay.
Just different combinations, but what you see there is you've identified a very clear, this is my number one priority by giving it that separation. And we really want to shoot for something that's more like a 6 or a 7 on our high priority. You know, it would be great to have like a 6, a 3, and a 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, to give us some room, because I understand, you know, especially when we do this the first time, there's going to be a lot of folks having differing opinions.
Sure.
And it might be difficult. So we'll focus on, again, having the highest priority have at least 5 points and then a 2-point separation between the highest and the middle priority item.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. The second one, for those that don't like such, you know, numbers-driven kind of prioritization, it's qualitative.
I'm in this.
You're numbers. In this group? Okay. Yeah, see, I'm more of a numbers guy. okay. So the qualitative rule of thumb is to establish 3 priority levels. Now, I like things that create vivid images. So we create separation by the imagery we're going to create. So first is the titling. So in this case, I've got just 2 points to make. And the first point is 3 priority levels with vivid titling. And I'll recommend something like critical, important, and nice to have. Now, obviously, if it's a mission measure, even my nice to have is a pretty high priority item.
Okay.
But relative to each other, it's going to be critical. We have to do this at all costs. Important, we could be really hurt if we don't do this. It's very important. And then the nice to have is a, you know, it's something we as a company, it's a value that we espouse, we want to achieve. And so to the best of our ability, we're going to pursue this item. So creating that vivid characteristic with the title. The second part then is we want to define the relative nature of each priority in terms of an organizational example. And again, this is all about the imagery. We want to create a powerful image that when someone looks at the example and says, wow, here's a decision where we had to balance the projects we were going to go out and pursue, and we only had so much money, and here's what was critical and got approved, and here was what was important, and here was the nice to have, and we see how the dollars got divvied up, and sure enough, it held to that priority scheme. And by creating, again, with the titles and then with the examples, and the examples in the qualitative sense are very important. It's all about creating that image of what's important.
And
if I was to use kind of a real life example, if you were to go to Nordstrom's department store, they have customer service is one of their extremely high priority items. They're very focused on customer service. And you will hear them, and it's been cited in so many different texts, that an example of what they mean by customer service was they had an employee that they have recognized for outstanding customer service gift wrap Christmas gifts that somebody bought at Macy's. But that's what they believe is customer service. They're going to go above and beyond for customer service. So here someone brought some items in from a competitor, and they still gift wrapped them. It's an image. They use that example because it creates an image that then everyone can latch onto, and they understand clearly, hey, here's the lengths by which we're going to go to achieve this priority of our organization. So qualitative is all about imagery. And that's it. That would be step 3.
Wow. Man, this is outstanding. Part 2 of 2. I'm so glad we did this, Nathan. Let me recap. Do a recap, all right?
Okay, let's go for it.
Now, we said that creating clear separation between mission goal priorities is critically important when it comes to decision making, particularly when decisions have to be made between similar competing options. Am I right on that?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we also stated that there should be a maximum of 3 mission priorities because having more tends to make everything important when it results in nothing being important, increasing the level of difficulty in decision making. Am I right on that?
Absolutely. Right on the money.
Now, finally, we said that there were 2 rules of thumb. either of which could be used to prioritize the mission goals.
Yes.
And these are the quantitative rule of thumb. Now, this mm-hmm. this is that area, that rough area for me, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's see. Let's see if I got this right. Scale of 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Each measure assigned points, the total of which adds to 10.
Yes.
Highest priority item has to have a priority greater than 5 and at least 2 points. Let's see. Higher than the next priority item, right?
Yes, you got it.
Woo, my goodness. And believe the last one is the middle and lowest priority items must be separated by at least 1 point.
That's correct. And us number guys are liking this.
Now, here's my area.
Okay.
The qualitative rule of thumb.
Okay.
I love this. 3 priority levels.
Mm-hmm.
Critical, important, and nice to have or do.
That's right.
And second, define the relative nature of each priority in terms of an organizational example.
Exactly. All about the imagery.
All right. Now, I love this area. This is my area for all of us qualitative thinkers.
That's right.
Well, that was great.
And that wraps us up with prioritizing the mission, getting us some clear priorities.
Fantastic. I know everyone would love this one.
All righty. Well, Howard, that wraps us up. So I guess I will talk to you again on the next podcast next week.
All right, my friend. Okay. Hey, it was great. Tell Karen I said hello.
Hey, and you tell Bernie I said the same.
I sure will.
Okay.
Good night, buddy.
Good night. Bye-bye. Well, thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast and would appreciate receiving your feedback on the website or via email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, we'd also ask that you consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Registered members gain access to the many strategy-driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, such as organizational accountability and decision-making. And of course, membership is always free. Until next time, so long.